Thanks for joining us for another God-inspired message from C3 Church Monash. Connect with us online at c3monash.org.au and we hope you enjoy today's message.
The Roman centurion and those keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that happened. They were scared out of their wits and they said he really was God's son. The curtain is torn. We have a new and unending promise that God is with us. It is not the old way, for the outer curtain was torn, a representation of what would happen in 70 AD when the whole temple is destroyed because God had done with that way. But the inner curtain, the place of the Holy of Holies that no one could go, except for the high priest. No one could enter into that presence is now torn as well because the blood has been spilled that purifies us, removes all that separates us from God. Yes, our high priest is our God, our Lord and Savior. He will never leave you, never reject you. We'll always pray and intercede for you. We'll empathize with your weaknesses, extend mercy to your fails, forgive you at your repentance, overwhelm you with his love and compassion, fill you with his spirit, enable you by his power, and be your ever-present help in time of need from now until he comes again. The rocks split open and so do the tombs. We have the promise then of eternal life realized in the resurrected body of Jesus and renewed creation. We are not promised an escape pod to heaven, friends. We have the assurance of complete and utter renewal. And the centurion, recognizing Jesus, not Caesar, as the Son of God, in that moment, we are caught up in the same recognition of what this means, that Jesus and no other is the King of Kings. He was fully vindicated in that moment. And as his followers, we can have confidence that we are following the true King. But we don't use this knowledge to bring about his rule. For the same way others have done in the past with other leaders through violence or force. We follow in the footsteps of our Messiah and we reveal his rule through sacrificial love. Sacrificial love is the way we continue the story of his victory. As we bring his presence and his redemption into this world. This is how we win. Yes. Yes. Not with these. Not with this. Like this. 1 John 3:16. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. As the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as our Savior and Redeemer, who has passed through death into eternal life, who has made a way into connection with God and Him and His Spirit, who offers us eternal hope, the future of renewal of all things, and is truly the King of Kings, launching His kingdom through this moment, asking His followers now to follow in His footsteps and do the same. He is victorious. I'm going to ask the team now to come and just hand out the emblems. We're going to take communion in this space. And while they do that, you can either watch them be very busy and think in your mind how they maybe could do it a bit less busy. That may be a thought. Or you can actually just look away to God. And I want you to reconnect with these three truths. That the curtain is torn. We receive His forgiveness. We rejoice in our connection. For some, you may want to reestablish that connection. The tombs were split open. Our hope is in His promised redemption, resurrection, and renewal of all things. Let that become real, more real than it's ever been in your heart today. Finally, He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and one day every knee will bow. One day every tongue will confess. Let us be people committed to this message of sacrificial love and let others see that Jesus is King. Thank you, team. We're going to wait till everyone has theirs because we're going to do this together. This is a communal act. His body, broken, absolutely destroyed, but so was the sin and death that has ensnared us. His body, broken for you. Let us eat. His blood, drained, emptied, freely given, freely spilled. But that means our purification. That means we are cleansed. That means we are uncovered under His blood. Let us drink.
Thanks for listening to today's message. If you have any prayer needs, email prayer@c3monash.org.au or connect with us online.